What would you say is the greatest benefit you have derived from your possession of great wealth? I said. One which many people might not be inclined to believe if I told them, but you can take my word for it, Socrates, that when you are confronted by the thought of your own death, you are visited by fear and anxiety about things which never troubled you before. The stories told about what happens in Hades, that anyone who is unjust here will have to pay for it there, stories you once laughed at, begin to trouble your mind. That's why I attach the greatest importance to the possession of money, not for everyone, but for those of good character. If you want to avoid defrauding people or lying to them, however reluctantly, or going to the world below in a state of terror after failing to pay what you owe, whether sacrifices to a god or money to a man, then the possession of money contributes in no small measure to this end. That's admirably put, Cephalus, I said. But since you've brought up the subject of justice, can we say, quite simply, that it is truthfulness and returning anything you may have received from anyone else? Or is it sometimes right to behave in these ways and sometimes wrong? Let me give you an example. Suppose you borrowed some weapons from a friend when he was in his right mind. Suppose he later went mad and then asked for them back again. Everyone would agree, I imagine, that you shouldn't give them back to him, and that anyone who did give them back, or who was even prepared to be completely truthful to someone in this condition, would not be doing the right thing. Correct, he said. This is not the definition of justice, then, that it is telling the truth and returning what you have been given. Yes, it is, Socrates, Polemarchus interrupted. At least, it is if we are to believe Simonides. I'd just like to say, Cephalus put in, that this is where I hand the discussion over to you. It's time I was doing something about the sacrifices. Well, am I not Polemarchus, your heir? You certainly are, he replied with a laugh, and went off to his sacrifices.